this morning to the Hodis have received initiation. Srila Gurudev will now announce your new name. Please stand up if I call your name. Bhakta Ali. Listen. Levin Prabhu? What is this? Agar?
Agari. Protects all kinds of sins, all kinds of birth and death sins. And he is who killed Agha, Aghasu. That is Krishna Maharaj, Prahlad Das. Agyan Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Krita Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Yam Prabhrajantamanu Petama Peta Krityam Dvaipayano Virahakataraya Jivaya Uddeti Tanmetaya Tarvo Vinedu Tam Sarva Bhutaridayam Tavai Vasmi, Tavai Vasmi, Najumami Charabina, Iti Vigyaya Radhi Tanay Mama Charabina. I was explaining Rai Ramanand Sambhav. But before this, I want to tell some instructions of Rupa Goswami. And we should try to follow very strongly, with strong faith. Why we become weak? And for this, Rupa Goswami has told some behavior of Vaishnavas. One devotee was asking there in my room. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired him, Rupa Goswami, that he has written. Krishneti jasya grintam manasadriye dikshasti cheta pratibhishya bhajantamisham sutsurshaya bhajana vigyam anandamanna nindadi sunya hridimipsati shalma. It is perhaps 6th or 7th? 5. So you should read the meaning. And Parvatav Swamiji, in brief.
The Nectar Instruction, translation of Sri Upadesha Mata.
Explained by himself, Swamiji.
Translation by
Sri. I think that he did for devotees, but devotees neglect. Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has told, oh, this is atom bomb for Sahajiya. Sahajiya, atom bomb. They are very fear from these instructions. So those who are like Sahajiya, by atom bomb, this bomb will come and destroy his all worldly desires and everything. If they are falling, it is very long. No. Only you should read the meaning. Why?
Upadesha Amritam, text 5, translation by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. One should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of Lord Krishna. One should offer humble obeisances to the devotee.
This is the behavior of true devotee. And not for all. Those who are in Kanishka Adhikari, it is not for me. Those who are in Mahabhagavat class, it is not for them. There is no rule, regulation. For Kanishtha Adhikari, they cannot understand anything. They only worship only this, having that, oh, I am this body. But some Shraddha and Mahabhagavat is out of the control of Vedas and every rules and regulation. He sees that, oh, all are serving Krishna, only myself not. So he will honor to all. He will not think that he is Kanishtha Adhikari or
Enemy.
He will never see. He will see that Kansa is also serving. He will see. So he, Narad, like Narad, he used to go to Kansa also, and he used to think that he is my Gurudev, and he also used to go to Vasudeva Maharaj and Krishna even, and they all used to honor him. So no rule regulation, what they are doing, this is rule and regulation. Only for Madhyam Adhikari, these rules are there. They should. They said, have Prem Maitri Kripa Apeksha. Prem to Krishna only. And Prem Maitri. Maitri means friendship. To devotees.
On an equal level.
No. There are three kinds of Maitri. Those who are superior, with honor and
service.
And those who are like equal, Harikatha Ishtagoshti, giving so much honor to each other. And those who are some juniors, but they are in Madhyam Adhikar, oh, by mercy, giving their association. So three kinds of these. And after that, who are not
opposite.
Faithless. No, not faithless. Opposite. Those who are opposite. Like Mayabadi and others. They have no faith in Krishna. Oh, they should be
neglected.
So this is for Madhyam Adhikari. Go on.
One should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of Lord Krishna.
Why mentally? What is the reason he told? Not like Sashtang Pranam, not like this.
Because he's not initiated.
He's not initiated. So initiation should be there. What is initiation? For what is? Who is Vaishnava? Can you tell who is Vaishnava?
Who has been initiated by a bona fide guru who is engaged in service under the direction of guru.
Is there any shlok? You remember? Those who have taken real initiation, real, by any bona fide guru. In Vishnu mantra it should be. What is Vishnu mantra? Krishna, Ram, Nishingha, all are Vishnu. Especially Krishna. So if they are initiated in this Vishnu mantra, especially Gopal mantra, and he has realized something, his all doubts has gone. His all offenses has gone. And his all worldly desires have gone. Then he is Vaishnava. Otherwise not. So he is Vaishnava. Grihit Vishnu Diksha ko Vishnu Puja Paro. And always doing one pointed Krishna service. Not to others. What is this? He is doing Vishnu Puja. He is doing Jagannath. he is doing also service of puja of Mahadev. He is doing other puja. Then he is not Vaishnava. In Vaishnava, those who are superiors, only Brajendranandan, not even they can do pranam to Jagannath Dev, Subaldev, Subhadra. Those who have not so much tattva gyan, for them, all are equal like this. But when they will have some knowledge, then if Krishna is Jagannath, Jagannath is Krishna, then instead of Subhadra, you can take there Srimati Radhika ji. Can you understand? Mm-hmm. If Jagannath and Baldev Subhadra are three duties, no? And if you can take Subhadra Devi from there and keep a duty of Radhika there, why not? Oh, he is Vishnu, no harm? And Baldev is also Vishnu, what harm?
Different mood.
So there is some difference in Krishna, Brajendranandan and Jagannath. There is something. If anyone has the idea that Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra is same totally like Krishna, Baldev, Radha and Krishna, then it will not do. For beginners, we can tell like this, that you can worship Salagram, you should worship Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, you should worship Nisimhadev, you should worship Ram, Lakshman, and Shatrughna. Oh, everything is okay. For beginners, though has not been initiated, or initiated but they have no tattva gyan, then it may be told. But if he is coming to Madhyam Adhikari gracefully, oh, not for them. They cannot do. They cannot keep Ram in their heart with Radha and Krishna. You know Anupam, Murari Gupta, and also you know others. Mahaprabhu instructed himself. But they could not do. So, we should try to know all these things. If not initiated, and he has not received this Vishnu mantra or Krishna mantra, and he is not worshipping only one pointed Krishna with Radhika, then you should honor only by mind. Why? Oh, he is in our family. And after some time he will may
progress.
He may advance if he will take initiation. So by mind. Oh, very good. He is an orphan. So by mind. And if you will do pranam, then what harm? By your body? By ashtanga pranam? What harm?
He might, because he's not humble yet, he might be puffed up and think that he's greater than you if you offer your full pranam.
Others will think that he is more superior than this boy. Then they will only do pranam to Tilak and Kanti, not to Vaishnavata. Vaishnavata means?
The quality of being a Vaishnava.
So they will think, oh, no, externally that he is Vaishnava, if anyone chanting, not initiation. So they are so much high class of Vaishnava. They can realize that this is Kanishta Vaishnava and he is uninitiated, he is initiated, and he is Madhyam Adhikari, he is Madhyam Kanishta, he is Madhyam Madhyam, he is Madhyam Uttam, and he is now in Uttam, Kanishta, Uttam, Madhyam, Uttam, Uttam. They can realize. And according to their level, they will give honor. Vaishnava Chiniya Jijana Adar Kare
Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written, or who? Narottam Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur. We should try to be in Madhyam Adhikari. We will not be always in Kanishtha Adhikari. A man, if he is always in lower class for 30 years, it means that he is foolish, he is not intelligent, and he cannot pass any class. So, we are not admitted in the school of Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji, that we will always be in lower classes. No. We should try to develop. So we should try to come in Madhyam Adhikari. Then you know. So, what is telling? By
mind.
You should, by mind, not by Ashtang Pranam. But when it is initiated, he initiated.
One should offer humble obeisances to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation, diksha.
Is spiritual is not initiation, Maldi. Try to go
deep.
His words. What?
Spiritual initiation.
What is the meaning of initiation and is spiritual? Outwardly, initiation. By fire sacrifice and by giving thread.
Formality.
Eh?
Formality.
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 Formality. Formality. Oh, this is called initiation only. Worldly. And spiritual. Oh, by heart he's taking. Accepting all these things. Then
one should offer humble obeisances to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation and is engaged in worshipping the deity. And one should associate with and faithfully serve.
One should associate. The Madhyamadhikari can associate with him. Why? He has come in Madhyamadhikari. He is qualified. He knows all kinds of tattva. Especially, he knows 10 kinds of basic principles of bhakti line. That has been told in Gita, Bhagavatam, especially Bhakti Vinod Thakur has invented.
One should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others.
Yes, sir. Again, explain. You should read. Yes, so try to hear very attentively.
One should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others.
This is describing the Madhyama Adhikari, the Uttama Adhikari devotee.
No. Madhyam Adhikari, but he is coming to Uttam.
How the Madhyama Adhikari will respect the Uttama Adhikari Vaishnava, how the Uttama Adhikari Vaishnava is known, that he is Bhajana Vigya, that he understands fully, he is absorbed in Bhajan, and he understands everything about Bhajan that he can explain to the devotee. And one should serve. Sushrushaya means with great faith. One should hear from that devotee. And also, ananyam anya. Ananyam means that his bhajan is not divided, not going to any other.
Like chain. Like
unbroken.
Honey.
Unbroken stream.
Unbroken stream. And anya nindadi shunya Hridam Ipsita Sangha Labhya, that in his heart you will not find even a trace of the propensity to criticize others, to find fault with anyone else. The Uttamadhikari sees everyone else is serving Krishna except me.
Yes, so try to realize all these things. Try to follow all these things. If you are following, especially those who are always observing, in remembering Ashtakaliya Leela, What is Ashtakaliya Leela? From morning to morning. Where is Krishna and what he is doing? Can you tell where is, what is the time now?
Seven.
No. Where is Krishna? And what he is doing? Where is Krishna? In Vrindavan. What he is doing? Just he has come
back with the cows.
With the cows and cow friend. And what became there? Yashoda Maiya and all mothers are standing waiting with taking length and everything ready. And some other gopis are there, far away. What they are doing? Yashoda mother has taken lamp, and they, a very good lamp, extraordinary, with their crooked eyes there, and they are taking aarti of Krishna. And Krishna, he is saying that his mother is doing like aarti, but his eyes are not there. His eyes are where? Oh, from here, they are worshipping Krishna by their loving eyes. And Krishna is smiling. And also he has some shame. So more beautifully like this. And then after that, Yashoda took in his lap and she is doing what? The dust of coming from the
hooves.
And she is doing like this. And she took it in his home and he is now giving some sweets. What sweets? Manohar Laddu. And so many sweets. And Krishna is touching and given to Madhumangal and others. Oh, this time, this is the time. So a devotee, pure devotee, like a chain, it will come in the remembrance of that. He had no time. His eyes will be like that. Tears coming, heart melting. So this is Ashtakaliya Leela. One I told. So all time he will be observed. This is high class of Vaishnava. Madhyam Uttam. And Uttam, we cannot give any symptom. He cannot be told any, with any symptom. He is out of any symptom. So, if you are fortunate to have a darshan, you can give your heart, everything. Here it is has been told, Krishna bhavita Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam kutopi jadi labhyate tatra laumallam me kalam janma koti sukriti. What is the meaning?
That Krishna consciousness to absorb the mind in the feeling absorption of Krishna bhakti rasa. This is Krishna consciousness.
What is bhakti rasa? That he is absorbed. This is what I told. Krishna is ocean of rasa. What Mahaprabhu is testing in Gambhira, what he was testing in Navadvip Leela, Ashtakaliya Leela, all this. So this is like bhakti rush. The pastimes of Krishna is full of rush everywhere. But it is for madhyam uttam or uttam. So if anyone saturated his all organs, his intelligence, his everything, like Rasagolla of India, you should
squeeze it
and all rush. Even some rush will be there. It cannot be there.
Without rush.
No. So, like this. Well.
If that is being sold somewhere, immediately one should go without delay and purchase it.
If he is Shudra, if he, that devotee is Shudra, but quality like that, what should we do? If he is not initiated by my Gurudev, then?
Then he should have intense greed, tatra lalyam api mulyam ekalam. That is the only price.
No, it has not been told that. If any Shudra or Brahman or Vaishya or anyone, but if he is like this,
at once visible.
Kutopi labjate.
Kutopi.
From any place.
Any place. If he's in America, Lohan. If he's South Nigeria, Lohan. He's black, his teeth are like this. You can make his guru. He's like, he's very qualified like guru. You can make a monkey your guru.
Hanuman is monkey.
Hanuman like monkey. If you Hanuman, a monkey is, if a jambuan,
bear.
I want to make you guru there. Jambuan. He's qualified. A demon also. Prahlad Maharaj, he came in the dynasty of Noha. So, we should think all this and give proper respect. Then?
One should immediately purchase it. There is only one price, not more, not less, and that is intense greed. Tatra lalyam api mulyam ekalam. Janmakoti sukriter nalabhyate.
What is meaning?
That even for 10 million births, if one will do sukriti, sukriti meaning spiritually meritorious activities, that will not get one Krishna consciousness. One must
never
pay the price.
By bhakti bhakti, you cannot have this. By what? Regulated bhakti. In lakhs of births, it is not guaranteed that it will be. But this spontaneous bhakti will come from that very kind of elevated Vaishnava. So we must accept this. Oh, these are the instructions from Swamiji. Here he is reading. You should try it. He had kept a reserve.
Treasure.
In these old books. But we neglect. After this is Lord. Tannam Rupa Charitadi.
Swamiji said this is the definition of Krishna consciousness.
Oh, this is definition. What I am telling now. All are the definition of anyone is not following this thing, he is not in Krishna consciousness. Anyone following, he must be honored and he is really a Krishna consciousness person. That is why I am telling that Narada is Krishna consciousness. Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasadeva, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sarup Damodara, Rai Raman, they are all pure devotees of Krishna consciousness. I am trying also to be. I want to take the dust of all these devotees like this. So I want to be a member of Krishna consciousness. And I have applied to Swamiji. And he has given me what?
Guarantee. Accepted.
Yes. Accepted that. And he will send very soon a reply that your application has been
accepted.
I am in hope. Then, more important, Swamiji is telling, taking the next. Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukritananu Krameena Rasana Manasi Niyojya Tishthan Braje, Tadanuragi, Jananugami, Kalamanayad, Akilam Ittupadeshasa. This is the essence of all the teaching that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught to anyone. And what is this? Swamiji, what?
Translation, text 8, Upadeshamrita, by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time. Translation by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Very authentic. like this. This is not translation of Narayan Maharaj.
The essence of all advice is that what one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes.
thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Braj, Golok Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps.
In the guidance of? Has he written that in the guidance of Guru? If he has told that, then it was like a wall. He was so generous. So Rupa Goswami has written like this. Devotees, there is no difference in devotion of Gurudev and devotees if they are both in same rank. Sometimes it may be that devotees like Rupa and Goswami and Sanatan and Raghunath and Jeev and all, more superior than my Gurudev, your Gurudev. It may be. Like Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami has prayed and he used to become very happy if anyone telling him that you are Rupanuga Acharya. Rupanuga means the servant of Rupa Goswami. Anyone fortunate that he is Rupanuga. So what he has explained in purport, he is clarifying more. And he is explaining.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When one makes Vrindavan his residence, he should take shelter of an advanced devotee.
He makes residence in
Vrindavan.
How?
By taking shelter of an advanced devotee.
By this body. But it is not sufficient. By transcendental body. And we should wait until our transcendental body comes. Then by mind also you can be. By mind and by this body also.
When one makes Vrindavan his residence, he should take shelter of an advanced devotee there.
If you are going to Vrindavan, don't make business of pan and supari. Pan and supari, you know? Otherwise, Menkil will come and take your shop. Even your
glass,
everything. So don't make their business. Oh, I will be here also and make some business. Not like this.
He should take shelter of an advanced devotee there in Vrindavan. In this way,
what is advanced? That he told in last.
Susrushaya bhajana vigyamananda.
Bhajana vigyamananda. Like this.
In this way, one should always think of Krishna and his pastimes. This is further elucidated by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.294. Krishnam smaran janam chasya prashtam nija samihitam tat tat katar taschaso kuryad vasam braje sada. A devotee should always reside in the transcendental realm of Braj and always engage in Krishnam smaran janam chasya prastham. That means the remembrance of Sri Krishna and his beloved associates. By following in the footsteps of such associates and by entering under their eternal guidance, one can acquire an intense desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again, Srila Rupa Goswami states in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 12295, Seva sadaka rupena Siddha rupena chatrahi tadbhava lipsuna karja braja lokanu sarataha.
Very careful. Very carefully you should hear. Don't sleep. Don't be
inattentive.
First class upadesh. Essence of all.
Srila Prabhupada writes, in the transcendental realm of Braj, Braj Dham, one should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates, and one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna and should follow in his footsteps. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhan, that means spiritual practices executed while in the stage of bondage, and in the stage of sadhya, God realization, when one is a Siddha Purush.
What he is telling?
He is explaining that the same process is followed both in the conditioned stage and in the liberated stage.
What is conditioned stage?
Conditioned stage when one has not yet attained to Vastu Siddhi or even Swarup Siddhi, that one is practicing the same process.
If he has not attended test also?
No. He may not even have attained to Ruchi, Asakti.
No. Even he has not attended it. He is practicing. But he has honor. If he has honor and little greed, though he is not qualified, he has not get rid of still anatsa. But he has a strong desire. Some greed. And he honors all the things, then he can do. This means practitioner. Like what? Again, Yusuf.
In the transcendental realm of Braj, Brajadham, one should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates, and one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna and should follow in his footsteps. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhan. That means spiritual practices executed while in the stage of bondage.
Yes. In the stage of bondage, he can practice. And those who are out of this, they are not bounded, they are Swarup Siddha. Oh, they can do plenty. But even a person who is in bondage, Baddhaji, but he has some regard, Shraddha, and even a little abhas of semblance of greed, he can do plenty like this. Gradually he will go up and he will be Uttam Adhikari. Someone says that, Narayan Maharaj is in long line of son of Srila Prabhupada. Because he is telling that our object is what? To serve Radha and Krishna Kanjura. And he never tells of any regulated bhakti. He does not admit that only distribution of books will lead you to Goloka Vrindavan. So he is not in his line. If anyone is liberated, then he can do like this. But I am not of this. I am of this opinion. Anyone having this greed, little, and he is in bondage. But if he has so much honor for these things, he can practice like this. No harm. So he is telling same thing that I tell. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told this, Rupa Goswami has told this, all our lines of acharya, they have told like this.
Who is liberated, they are doing automatically, no need to instruction.
Then what is for this upadesh? Why they will wait for this? So, anyone having this greed, little, if he is in bondage, even with honor he can do practice. Then,
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur has commented as follows upon this verse.
One thing I should tell, that those who are not following these ideas, not instruction, they become so weak and they can follow. Only they can follow. And if though totally they are following these instructions, they can never go down. Never, never.
One who has not yet developed interest in Krishna consciousness should give up all material motives and train his mind by following the progressive regulative principles, namely, chanting and remembering Krishna and his name, form, quality, pastimes, and so forth. In this way, after developing a taste for such things, one should try to live in Vrindavan and pass his time constantly remembering Krishna's name, fame, pastimes and qualities under the direction and protection of an expert devotee. This is the sum and substance of all instruction regarding the cultivation of devotional service.
Jai Prabhupada!
Jai! We should try to follow. If anyone telling that don't go to associate, you should be in the wall of only so-called ISKCON, they are offensive. ISKCON is not so-called. This is transcendental. He made this ISKCON. Oh, like all can come. So he has told that you should go and associate with these devotees. So we should try to follow totally him. And if you are not following, we are making offense. We are not obeying Swamiji. You should read again this and try to follow. Whether you are family man or renounced order or brahmachari, you will see that day by day you are increasing your all these things. This is the essence. Gaur Premananda. Then I am coming to only some time.
2 hours.
Question.
What?
So in that last report, you said if one has greed, and even an abbas, even just a little semblance of honor, that he can, even in the sadhana bhakti, practice this. But if one doesn't even have that, is it possible by kripa, by mercy?
Yes, yes, certainly.
By kripa that they can have that.
Yes.
Give us your mercy, Maharaj.
Yeah. If you are doing sadhana bhakti, still you will have to understand something. There was a devotee. He went anywhere. And he went to a door of devotee. And he told that, no, I want to take anything so that I can offer Krishna and I can take prasad. If there is no prasad, I cannot take anything. It should be prasad. The devotees, householder, became very happy. He told that there are two methods. We are Vaishnava and we have cooked so much varieties, very tasteful, and we have offered to Krishna. If you like, at once you can sit here and we will distribute it and you can take Mahaprasad. Or if you want to make cooking yourself and you want to worship, want to offer yourself and then making prasadam, if you want to do lights, then I am giving you chawal, atta, dal, sugar, ghee,
sabji,
all kinds of sabji, a stove, and cooking pot, or everything I am giving you. He told that, yes, I want to make my own cooking and to offer. Then he brought at once chawal, dal, atta, ghee, maida, and so many things, and he cooked. He also brought some chena. Chena means? And he made also rasagulla, everything. All the formalia of cooking he brought. Here both his mercy. If he is giving tasteful offerings of Krishna and he at once he began to take, it is more mercy. And if he tells that I will cook, and if he is giving all for familiar to him, that devotee,
top to bottom, like stove, the pots, the utensils, sabji, and all everything. He is also a kripa.
Mercy.
Both are mercy. But this is sadhana bhakti, and that is raganuga, spontaneous bhakti. Oh, it will take so much time. And it may be that your hand can be burnt if anything wrong. But that very tasteful, everything is there. It has come from Jagannath Dev. What? Rasagulla, Manohar Roddu, and so many things has come from that. So it is better. But Mothar Varshi, if you are done sadhana bhakti, even without mercy you cannot do. And if you are doing this bhakti,
spontaneous,
then even it is better in both ways.
So the goal then is to get the kripa.
What?
The goal is to receive the kripa, the mercy.
Yes. Goal is to serve Radha and Krishna in the same way as gopis are serving. This is our goal. If our goal is fixed, then Krishna will come like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he will tell the process that he is telling. Rupa Goswami will come and he will tell the process. It will be very easy. They will be merciful. Only the thing to be what? Surrendered and sincere. We'll have to make our heart like flute. Anything not mud, anything
no obstacle
inside. Otherwise Krishna cannot give his sound there. Then Krishna will give his sound in there and it will be transcendental. So we should try to be like flute. Nothing keeping. Only the desire to serve him, this will be there. I think it is okay. Today we should. Tomorrow we can see something. Gaur Praman.
Hari Hari.
Tomorrow morning there will be initiations at 6:30. For those who have applied or who have not applied, they can contact myself or Navin Prabhu tonight and then be ready tomorrow morning at 6:30. And tomorrow morning after, we will have to leave tomorrow afternoon at about 2 o'clock. So after 11 o'clock we request all the devotees not to be staying here because some rest is needed before traveling. We have a long travel to the airport and a flight then again. So please request, a humble request is to, after 11 o'clock, to go to the other house and take your lunch. There is a class tomorrow morning.
Could help Marty.
First question is, how to recognize Uttam Adhikari first? What is the definition of Uttam Adhikari?
You should be Uttam Adhikari first. Then you will realize.
Okay, second question.
Or there is some easy process. You should go to any realized Madhyam Adhikari, pure Madhyam Adhikari, and they will help you.
Second question is, you mentioned this, you should be always Madhyam Adhikari, and also you mentioned it's the same time, it's Bhaktivedanta school is like Madhyam Adhikari. So if you think this Bhaktivedanta is Madhyam Adhikari, so,
I have never told that.
I didn't come down here.
No, you never said it wrong.
Wrong.
You have not heard.
Quite wrong.
You misunderstood.
You have offended everyone here.
No. I have nothing told anything except what he has told, Swamiji. Only that. Oh, I told only, requested the devotees that we should not try to remain in only one class. We should try to go from first to second class, third class, fourth, and like that. And bhakti is like a stream. Bhakti is like a stream. It cannot stop anywhere. It
Prabhupada will go. Said that also.
Prabhupada
said that also.
Same thing.
Prabhupada said that we should try to become first Madhyam, then.
Go on. Oh, don't disturb him. Go on.
Okay. Third question is, I just want to know because I have so many doubts, so many questions.
But
so
it would be better that you should come in my leisure period there. But you can also, for 2 minutes, we can.
What is the Dikkha process? What is the Dikkha process? Prabhupada mentioned like particular 60 rounds to chant. And
he has told for so many devotees according to their
level.
Only.
No more. I have a doubt. I just want to ask. You know,
so you should try to come in what internal initiation.
Samiji told minimum 60 rounds.
Huh?
Samiji has told minimum 60 rounds.
What is the minimum?
16,
not more than that.
No,
not less than that.
Has he told that we should not chant more than 16?
No. No. We can do more. That's what I heard.
It is for beginners. Only for beginners. Those who have no taste, they don't want to do. For them, essential, not less than this.
Number four.
Go on.
Go on.
You are like our Guru Bhai.
What is Astalila? What do you mean Astalila?
Astakalila Lila.
How to get this one always? By chanting or by always reading the books?
First, you should go to elevated devotees who are doing and following. And then, you should come in Madhyam Adhikar, then come in Madhyam Uttam, and then you can realize all the pastimes of Krishna from morning to morning will come in chain when you will chant. And you cannot stop that. As you are doing Guru Mantra now, sitting here, if your mind is empty, either you will sleep or all kinds of worldly things will come. It is bound. But when you will come in this adhikar, automatically, like a chain, it will come. What is Krishna doing? Where doing? What doing?
Swamiji has mentioned Astakalya Lila in his
Nectar of Instruction.
Swamiji has also written about Astakalya Lila in the Nectar of Instruction, text 10. He said, who then will not reside at Radhakund, an inner spiritual body, surcharged with ecstatic devotional feelings, aprakrita bhav, render loving service to the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, who perform their Astakalya Lila, their eternal eightfold daily pastimes? Indeed, those who execute devotional service on the banks of Radhakund are the most fortunate people in the universe.
I repeated only. So you can read this very thoroughly. All doubts may go. But it will not go. There is lock and key in also this book. He has kept reserved with him and gave it in the hands of any elevated devotee. Go on. Oh? Yes?
How to rectify Uttam Adhikari and how to respect Uttam Adhikari devotees?
Oh, I have told everything.
Recognize and how to respect Uttam Adhikari.
You cannot respect Uttam Adhikari. At first you will have to come in Madhyam Adhikari. Then you will realize his mercy that, how we are benefited that from that devotee. And then, like, if anyone, a devotee comes and gives you so much gold, then you will be,
very grateful.
Grateful. And if anyone gives transcendental love to you, you will be more and more indebted to him. But you should realize then you can honor him. Otherwise, you cannot honor.
Sometimes we mentioned today in the class.
If anyone is giving you a very beautiful, tiny, azad girl to you, and at once by seeing that girl you charmed, and at once you accepted like your wife, what you will give to that person?
Well,
are you indebted to that person or not?
Well, I have to see first if I like
it. No, because I know. At once, seeing you charmed. Nothing time, no time always there to. And more?
Okay, number three.
I think okay.
I have three more. Oh. You mentioned we can accept guru even monkey. So even like our society, like
I told in a different way. That if a monkey, but Hanuman. And if a bear, like Jamwan. If he is qualified, knowing all the what knowledges, all established tools, we can make it. In this sense.
But that's also in the Bhagavad Gita. Whoever knows the science of nature.
Good question, very good.
Go on. Yes.
Because sometimes, Maharaj, you say in the class, is it like you said, Madhya Madhikari, but this, if Madhya Madhikari, excuse me, just one point I'm missing.
You should clear yourself and then.
Yeah, clear yourself, please. In the class, you mentioned, Madhya Madhikari devotee always giving,
Never said.
But sometimes you mention this is Uddha Madhikari. I just hearing.
You will have to reconcile some things. You should first know that if any Uttamadhikari, first he will to descend in Madhyamadhikari, then he can make disciple and preach. Otherwise he cannot.
That's why I'm just confused here, Maharaj.
Not confused.
Swamiji is like Uttamadhikari, so how become a Madhyamadhikari?
If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself God and he came and preached, why his devotees cannot do?
Hare Krishna.